I'm Diane Orson with Connecticut Public Radio News. Classical musicians of Palestinian origin live and perform throughout the world. Palestinian Japanese soprano Mariam Tamari and Palestinian pianist Fadi Deeb perform in Connecticut Sunday as part of a small tour in the U.S. Their concert features a wide range of musical styles, from Puccini to Debussy to an original setting of Palestinian poetry. Here's Tamari performing music of Mozart with the Palestine National Orchestra. I invited Tamari and Deeb into our New Haven studio and asked about what went into planning their musical recital.
I did agonize a lot over the program because I wanted it to be representative of who I am. I just have so much to share from all of my cultures that a traditional Western classical program might not be able to cover. So I really love to incorporate my Palestinian culture, my Japanese background, and to create a program that's relatable to a diverse audience.
And you do have music which includes settings of poetry by Palestinian poets. I wonder if I could ask you to read an excerpt of one of those poems and tell us a little bit about the poet.
Sure. So I have composed two songs to poetry by Mahmoud Darwish, who can be considered the Palestinian national poet. One of the poems that I have chosen is called Stranger from a Faraway Land. And I felt very close to this poem because I felt that, first of all, it told the story of my own father, who was exiled as a boy. And I feel that this poem really speaks to people living away from their homes, from their countries, from their cultures, in the diaspora. So this is a poem that's very close to my heart. Stranger from a faraway land. When I was a child, small and beautiful, the rose was my home and the fountains my oceans. Now the rose has become my wound and the fountain thirst. Have you changed much? No, I haven't changed much. When we return home, like the breeze, search my brow. There, you will see the roses have become palm trees and the fountains perspiration. And you will find me just as I was, small and beautiful.
That is beautiful. What were you thinking about as you began composing music to those words?
The words are their own inspiration. They just provided their own melody, I would have to say.
Let's turn a moment to the relationship between a singer and a pianist during a vocal recital. Mm. Fadi, what makes a good accompanist?
It's funny to say that what makes a good accompanist is that he won't consider himself as an accompanist. And what do I mean by that is if I come with the mindset that I want to do my best and let's do music together, then I can accompany much better.
So more like a duo.
That's the secret. Think about it like as a duo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about classical musicians of Palestinian origin living in the diaspora?
Do you want me to answer that? I will start by saying that there are a number of really, really good Palestinian musicians that they play classical music or sing. Some are... they live in the diaspora, some they live inside the territories, some they live inside Israel. The thing is, they are not very well organized. There's no central organization. Mm. It's just the Palestinian story, you know, we're very scattered around.
As classical musicians of Palestinian origin, I wonder, do you feel any kind of responsibility to address your heritage through your art?
I wouldn't use the word responsibility. It's really a joy to share this important part of my identity, and especially because the Palestinian identity is not very well understood throughout, certainly in the media around the world.
I think that it's not that I need to bear the responsibility to be ambassador of Palestinian people and share the story. I mean, I am the story in a way. And when I do music, definitely my heritage is part of it, even if I play Bach. Or Beethoven. This music is very universal. It's like I'm communicating with the audience, or we are communicating with the audience, with something that it's more complicated than words. That's the magic of music. It's you can say something more profound than you can even express with words.